project. Go to paintzen.com now. Use code FRESH. Paintzen.com. Code FRESH.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, Wildcard Wednesday, and we're going to tell you about some really cool Chicago walking tours that you can go on this spring. That and a lot more. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio. It's 5 a.m. Let's get to the newsroom and Vic Vaughn.
Thanks, Nick. Light rain falling at O'Hare. It's 43 degrees. Jesse Jackson Jr.'s behavior as a congressman coming under fire again in a criminal court case. Details right after WGN Traffic and Mary Vandeveld.
A very rainy morning. A lot of slipping and sliding going on the roadways. We've seen quite a few accidents already this morning. Now one on the inbound Ryan at 95th and also northbound Tri-State north of Archer. Watch for an accident in the two right lanes and another on 8094 westbound on the ramp heading on to northbound 294. That crash in the left lane. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, pre-approved by Acunet Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
And that traffic report sponsored by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Jesse Jackson Jr.'s name has surfaced in another court case, this one a criminal case in New York. The Sun-Times reports Jackson is accused in court documents of, while a congressman, accepting gifts and money from a Chinese billionaire in New York in exchange for introductions to other U.S. officials. That billionaire is being indicted for bribing a United Nations official. Jackson is not charged with the crime. New overnight, a gunman remains on the loose in Harvey. Three men were shot just after 10 o'clock last night near 151st Street and Page Avenue.
Here's that individuals came into this area on foot and targeted this particular home. This is not a random act. We don't feel that our residents should have anything to be concerned about.
And police alerting residents, but the village spokesman heard there during last night's press conference, calming residents, saying they're in no danger, that the attack was targeted. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, is in Israel for a two-day visit, his third time in Israel, but his first under the Trump administration. Bilateral security cooperation will be discussed, but ABC's Jordania Miller tells us Iran may not be the central focus this time around.
An honor guard welcoming General Dunford at Tel Aviv's military headquarters, expected to top the agenda in his talks with the IDF chief, the defense minister, and Prime Minister Netanyahu, is Syria, both the chemical weapons that remain there and Russia's role.
Israel, remember, was the first country to say it had proof that Assad carried out the deadly gas attack in Idlib, an attack that prompted U.S. strikes. Today, White House advisors discuss whether the U.S. should withdraw from the Paris Accord, signed by nearly 200 countries back in 2015, an international deal struck under the Obama administration. Back locally, a Cook County jury has awarded millions of dollars to a former airport worker injured when a CTA Blue Line train derailed at O'Hare.
37-year-old Yolanda Montez was a transportation security officer at O'Hare and was about to get off the train when it jumped the tracks and headed up the escalator. The jury awarded her over $6.6 million, the largest verdict in a series of lawsuits stemming from the accident. Montez sustained a concussion, sprained back and neck, and aggravated pre-existing conditions as well. The crash was caused when a rookie train operator dozed off. Over 30 people were injured in the March 2014 incident. Rob Martier, WGN News.
And family and friends gathered in prayer at a River Forest church last night for a local woman who's missing in Montana. A massive search is underway along a mountain trail near Essex for 23-year-old Madeline Conway, an Oak Park River Forest graduate.
She is a fighter. She's tough. She has done more things in her short life than we have collectively as a family.
Conway was last known to be hiking in the area with her dog Thursday. She was visiting an uncle there as a stop on her way to Alaska to begin a new job running a bakery. Let's get a check at WGN Sports. Good morning, Dave Bennett.
Thank you, Vic. Good morning. If you're going to get rained out, this might not have been a bad time for it for the Cubs. Their game in Colorado postponed last night because of nasty weather in the Mile High City. Hours after the Cubs' 18-hour marathon with the Yankees, so they'll play a split doubleheader today and tonight. The Cubs did make some moves, putting outfielder Jason Hayward on the DL with a bruised knuckle that sidelined him the last couple of games. They called up right-hander Dylan Floro from Iowa. They also acquired a minor league pitcher from San Diego for outfielder Matt Caesar. The White Sox had a day off that was scheduled. They open a six-game homestand tonight against the Minnesota Twins. The Sox have lost three in a row. Last night, Toronto knocked off division-leading Cleveland by a score of 4-2. NBA playoffs, the Golden State Warriors completed a four-game sweep of Utah, 121-95. They'll await the winner between Houston and San Antonio. Those two are tied at two games apiece, with Game 5 in San Antonio tonight. And another Game 7 scheduled in the NHL playoffs after Washington survived again in its second straight elimination game, winning in Pittsburgh, 5-2, Game 7 in D.C. tomorrow night. Dave Edit, WGN Sports.
I don't believe in ghosts.
I don't believe in soft close undermounted drawer glides.
Why not?
Those soft close gizmos have so many tiny moving parts made of plastic and cheap metal.
And they can't hold as much weight.
That's why Penny Mustard only offers full extension side mounted glides.
Wait, didn't you shoot a movie about this at pennymustard.com?
Please, no autographs.
Solid, dependable, full extension, side mounted drawer glides. Just one of the sophisticrafted touches at Penny Mustard.
Five locations throughout Chicagoland.
Pennymustard.com.
Gilkey's known for quality, and I think when people look for windows, Gilkey's definitely on the top of the list.
Mike Gilkey has put together a window that is literally a world-class product. We have the best frame technology and the best glass technology.
When you put the Gilkey windows side by side with the competitors' windows, there is an obvious difference.
It is top of the line from start to finish, from sales all the way to service.
And we're the marketer, manufacturer, and installer of these windows. So that means a lot.
Hi, I'm Mike Gilkey. I wanted you to hear from my employees because they are the face and heart of Gilkey Windows. Our employees are family and so are our customers. If your home needs new windows, become part of the Gilkey family today. Save $150 per window and save $300 per sliding patio door. Visit us online at Gilkey.com or call us today at 1-888-3-GILKEY. That's 1-888-3-G-I-L-K-E-Y.
Let's make a garden.
The neighbors have one. Use theirs.
Ours will be more fragrant, more colorful. We'll get Proven Winners flowering shrubs. They're in the white pots.
Some of us take a little extra pride in our lawn and gardens. At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we understand. We proudly offer the quality products you need to get your spring lawn and garden off to a great start. From fertilizers and sprinklers to spreaders, mowers, edgers, and more, we've got you covered. And with Farm in our name, you know you can trust us to be your lawn and garden experts. Right now, save on Amine 402 4D herbicide from PBI Gordon. A gallon, just $14.99. Pick up a 4, 6, or 8 roller cast iron sprayer pump from Hypro. They start at $89.99. Protect and nourish your lawn with a Greenleaf 7 nozzle sprayer boom kit with 140 inch coverage. It's $135.99. And save $30 on a Pacer 550 series OHV 2 inch transfer pump with Briggs & Stratton engine. It's lightweight and portable. On sale, $229.99. And remember, you can buy online and pick up at the store with our new drive-through service.
Your money on WGN. Asian equities closed flat today. European markets moving higher this morning. Oil futures nearly flat in pre-market trading. Gold futures slightly lower. Major index futures in the U.S. pointing to a higher opening on Wall Street. The numbers next with Steve Gersanich on the opening bell. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, mostly cloudy and cooler this week with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Today could see a few lingering showers early, though should clear out by mid-morning. A few passing sprinkles possible throughout the day, a high of 55 degrees. Light rain falling and 43 degrees at O'Hare. Light rain, fog, and mist and 45 degrees at Midway. 39 degrees in DeKalb along Chicago's lakefront, 43. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes. On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
As South Korea's presidential hopefuls wrap up campaigning ahead of Tuesday's election, liberal candidate Moon Jae-in remains the favorite. Moon is pushing for a return to the so-called sunshine policy of open relations and dialogue between the two Koreas. A key part of that aim, reopening the Kaesong Industrial Zone, a joint project run by the two sides just north of the border.
I think we're in a different inflation environment. Sort of inflation is now closer to target, and the extreme monetary policies that have been enacted by central banks have to be scaled back. I think the ECB is clearly on the path to normalization, yet they're following the Fed with some delay. And of course, like the Fed, they're data-driven. So if anything were to go wrong in the economy, they might change that course. But given the data and how they line up now, I think it is likely that they will follow this course.
Everyone has been telling everybody to run away from bonds.
Right.
Should we finally be concerned, or is this going to continue?
I think it's going to continue. I think that we're in a low growth world where there are a number of headwinds that are restraining growth and are also going to keep a lid on longer term yields.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Tuesday. It's May 9th, 2017, 5:10 in the morning. Glad to have you with us for another edition of The Opening Bell. Another business day. Lots to cover today. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll talk with the author of a new book about how you don't necessarily have to give up your career to have a family. The author of Work, Pause, Thrive will join us. And a little bit later on, we'll discuss NAFTA. NAFTA in the news today. We'll get an update from CNN money correspondent about that. As a matter of fact, it's one of our top stories this morning. On the day the White House threatened to withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement, President Trump's son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner has emerged as possibly a key conduit between the United States and Canada. His role's already sparked conflicting accounts about who called who first. The discussion will be whether or not we throw away the North American Free Trade Agreement, or at least renegotiate it to a larger extent. There is a trade war brewing between the two countries over dairy exports and imports, cattle, lumber, you name it. That'll be a discussion with CNN Money's Patrick Gillespie coming up in our next segment on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk this morning. Dow futures are pointing toward opening gains on Wall Street. Dow futures up 23 points. S&P and NASDAQ futures are up just a little bit. Gold and silver are trading lower this morning. Crude oil is at $46.43. A barrel. Around the world, stocks in Asia generally higher, with the Hang Seng up almost 1.5%. Markets in Tokyo are lower. In Europe this morning, all of the arrows pointing upwards, with most of the markets up 0.5% or better. The DAX up 69 points, the FTSE up 42 points, again up almost 0.5%. Benchmark U.S. crude oil again above $46.50 a barrel. The dollar slipped against the yen and the euro. Are you one of those people who think putting your career on hold is necessary to put your family first, thinking you may have to maybe abandon your career altogether? Several of the experts out there say that's no longer the case. One of them is Lisen Stromberg. She's the COO of the 3% Movement, and she's the author of Work, Pause, Life, a new book about this. She's with us this morning on Skype. Lisen, first of all, thanks for being with us here on The Opening Bell. Why the misconception that you can't put your work on hold to have a family for a while?
Well, I think it's been very complex, right? I like to joke, when do we ever ask the question about working dads? Have you ever heard that term? The truth is we never ask about working dads, and yet we still ask and qualify around mothers who work or don't work. It's still a question. But the truth of the matter is, for the vast majority of Americans, we really need two incomes to raise a family, and so mothers work. But what I learned in my research for Work, Pause, Thrive was that, in fact, many, many, many mothers actually don't work in the traditional linear path. They innovate these kind of non-linear solutions so that they can actually spend more time with their families as needed or take care of their families as needed. It was really inspiring and fascinating to me to see so many women creating their own innovative solutions.
You have some personal experience with this, almost seeing it firsthand. Explain it to us. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. So I was a new mom with two babies, and I had spent 4 months on bed rest with my second child, and it was just a really challenging time. I went back to my employer at the time, and I said, hey, I really need a little bit more time to transition. Our daycare provider had quit. It was one of those tough times, those moments in life. And my employer said, absolutely not. We need you all in. And at the time, I just literally could not be all in. And their lack of flexibility is what said to me, I'm going to have to do something I never in my life ever thought I would do. I'm going to have to quit. And so I did. I quit and was able to structure a consulting arrangement with other companies and figured out how to work and yet still create a lifestyle that I could be available to my family. And that kind of my own personal journey through that led me on a career pivot that took me to become a journalist from marketing. And then ultimately now I'm actually working with companies to try and make sure the next generation doesn't face the same issues.
Yeah. And in addition to your own personal experience, your book talks about other well-known moms who are at the top of their industries who've taken this break.
Oh, Steve, it's a great question. I like to give a quiz when I give talks. What do Sandra Day O'Connor, Tori Burch, the tennis star Kim Clijsters, Patti Smith, the icon Patti Smith, all have in common? And the list goes on. There's many CEOs, Brenda Barnes, who just recently passed away. He was CEO of Sara Lee. Ann Fudge, who was CEO and chairman of Young and Rubicam Advertising. The question is, what do they all have in common? Every single one of these women had actually downshifted and paused their careers for a period of time to care for family and then eventually relaunched to obvious great success. And in fact, in many of the cases, they argue and have said in interviews that their pauses were what actually inspired their great career success. That downshifting actually was a moment of reflection that allowed them to say, what do they really want to do in life and how can they have an impact?
Leeson, hang on with us. We're going to take a break here. We're on with Leeson Stromberg this morning, COO of the 3% Movement, the author of Work, Pause, Thrive, How to Pause for Parenthood Without Killing Your Career. And we will continue our conversation with Leeson right after we check traffic at 5:15. Mary Vanderbilt standing by with that. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning, traffic sponsored by Presence Health. A lot of accidents on the roadways this morning with the rain still going on. First off, on 8094 eastbound past 294, an accident in the two left lanes. Also, the westbound ramp to northbound 294. And northbound on the tri-state just north of Archer, an accident in the two right lanes. Earlier accident on the inbound Rhine at 95th has been cleared. Otherwise, no buildup on the rest of the expressways or tollways. Presence Health is proud to sponsor the 20th anniversary Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Learn about scheduling your mammogram at presencehealth.org/easymammo, where cancer treatment becomes cancer care. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app pre-approved by AccuNet Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vanderbilt, WGN Traffic Central.
Hey, apparently big day for Cochran. Let's do a promo for it. It is
900 shows. 900, not 899, 900 shows. Ah, how about that?
That's good. Do you have any kind of guests? Do you have any A-list celebrities? Is Dean going to?
We called a lot of people. Right now, the only one we have is Dean. Dean will be on for our 900th show.
Okay. And Dean.
And Dean. Dean Richards. That's right. Other guests to be announced soon.
I guess we'll see you in 100 shows.
Steve Cochran's sensational 900th show. And, of course, Dean. Next at 6 on 720 WGN.
Every business is different, with a different vision and different assets. Yet most banks offer the same ideas and the same one-size-fits-all solutions. At Associated Bank, we believe banks should offer different solutions for different businesses. It just makes sense. That's why we take a different approach to commercial banking. One that takes the hassle out of banking and works to find customized solutions for you. One that puts relationships and trust first. Sure, that's a little different for a bank. But at Associated Bank, we believe relationships matter and personalized service should be the norm. From capital markets experts who can help set your business on an upward trajectory to treasury management experts with a knack for finding new ways to make your money work for you, we offer a full-service experience with innovative tools for managing your most valuable assets. To learn more about how Associated Bank takes a different approach to commercial banking, visit AssociatedBank.com or tune in every Thursday morning at 5:08 to WGN's Opening Bell for a discussion on current financial trends and topics from Associated Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Steve Cochran. Spring's here, and that means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you've got sleep apnea or share a bed with somebody that does, some nights are endless. InspireSleep.com. This truly could be the answer for you. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there's another option, and it doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your own body with your natural breathing processes. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you both need. Inspire, FDA-approved, currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers around the country. Go to InspireSleep.com to learn more. Look at the important safety information. Find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everybody else, just a click away. InspireSleep.com. This truly could be the answer for you. inspiresleep.com.
Maybe you've seen the billboards for Cavalia, Odysseo. I did too. Just went to see the show and didn't know what to expect. This is Anna DeVlantis, and I was wowed. I felt like I went on this magical journey with majestic horses, stunning sets, and ethereal live music. And then there were the acrobats. The visual effects are spectacular. The theater makes you feel like you're right there, up close, running with the horses, inside this fairy tale of a story, unlike anything I've ever seen. Go see it. Bring the family. Cavalia, Odysseo. Wow.
The Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic in Downers Grove offers comprehensive patient-centered healthcare experience. Their family medicine clinic, speech-language institute, physical therapy institute, dental institute, and eye institute. At their clinics, you will receive quality care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. Learn more at mwuclinics.com or call 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for health care.
Tonight on WGN-TV, the Cubs are out to hit a mile in the Mile High City with Watch Cubs Baseball in primetime tonight at 7 on WGN-TV. Now the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, a couple of stocks of local interest we're watching. Navistar International closed up about 1% yesterday. Mondelez International closed off about 0.5%. It's 520.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, investors have turned their attention to strong earnings reports following the French presidential election. The S&P 500 finished flat yesterday at 2399. The Dow Jones Industrial Average likewise edged up a fraction of a percent. The NASDAQ Composite rose 2 points. Spirit Airlines blames contentious negotiations with its pilots union for last night's crew shortages and cancellation of flights across its system. Chaos broke out at the Fort Lauderdale airport when hundreds of Spirit customers were stuck on the ground. Gas prices typically rise with the approach of Memorial Day, but not this year. Plunging oil prices over the last month have pulled down pump prices by 4 cents in the last week. National average for a gallon of regular unleaded is $2.37. Target is testing a program similar to Amazon's Pantry. Target Restock allows customers to order from a list of 8,000 household essentials like laundry detergent and paper towels and have them delivered the next day. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. We're on this morning with Leeson Stromberg. She's the COO of 3% Movement, also the author of Work, Pause, Thrive, How to Pause for Parenthood Without Killing Your Career. Leeson's with us this morning via Skype. Leeson, I think what we were talking about before we went into the break is that not all of us are climbing the same career ladder, and circumstances are different for each of us, aren't they?
It is. And the funny thing is, you know, millennials know this. We're seeing with millennial careers all the time. They're, we jokingly call them the go generation, right? Because they are saying, wait a minute, this isn't working for me. I'm going to have to innovate. I'm going to have to pivot to create an environment where I can thrive. Well, what I learned in my research was, in fact, that my women from my generation, Generation X, and some boomers have been doing this for a long time, but we've been doing it quietly. One of the things, Steve, that was really astonishing to me is how many women I met in my research. I interviewed 186 women, surveyed 1,500 more. And even to this day, as I'm out speaking about the book, so many very senior executive women say, oh, actually, I did pause, but I didn't tell anyone because I didn't want them to think I wasn't ambitious. So we've got these hidden stories and hidden narratives in our career paths that don't speak to the real truth of how women are sort of creating these solutions that can work for them and their families.
There are so many different stories. And the next question might be kind of tough. And that is, if women are out there thinking about doing this, is there any common advice that you can give them to start off the process?
Well, let me start with, my goal is not to get women to pause. In fact, my goal is to create workplaces that allow both women and men to be supported. That means creating flexible work environments. That means creating meaningful maternity and paternity leave. That means not focusing on face time, but focusing on productivity, all of the things that actually we know that the workplace can offer us now that we have the technological support, et cetera, to actually do these things. But what we found is that in many cases, in fact, 2.3 million college-educated women pause every year. That's about a quarter of college-educated women. That was astonishing to me. So what I realized is we have to be practical and give these women solutions. And if, in fact, they feel that this is what's true for their family, my biggest advice is remember that you're always going to have a career. That in fact, whether or not you're in the paid workforce, you should always be nurturing your career, which means keeping your skills alive, keeping your network alive, making sure that you're not out of the paid workforce for very long. Those who stay out for long periods of time really do struggle to get back in. But those who are actually in less than 2 years, they found it was very easy. The vast majority told me it was very easy to get back into the paid workforce, into the career that they wanted.
You talked a little bit about sort of the employer's responsibility here. We've reported here on the Opening Bell many times, there are some employers coming around to this, making it, making the workplace a place where this sort of thing can happen. Are you seeing that it's happening in enough or no?
Oh, Steve, no, it's a great question. I couldn't tell you. I think we're at an exciting turning point right now. Here's what I'm seeing. So I live in Silicon Valley. The average age of the tech worker is 30. And as a result, the employers, all of the Facebooks, the Googles, the LinkedIn, whatever, they all realize that the only way that they can actually retain employees or even attract employees is to provide environments in which those with caregiving responsibilities can thrive, which means women and men. So they're offering extended maternity leaves, which in my day was 6 weeks. Now they're offering 4 months as standard, right? And you know, if you don't have 4 months, recruiters are telling me that great talent is saying, I'm not going to go there unless they have that. They're offering paternity leave, and we're seeing men take it. They're offering these wonderful things called return to work internships for those mid-career professionals who did pause and want to get back into the paid workforce. We're seeing a real understanding that remote work and distributed workforces are possible and productive and useful. We're really at this tipping point moment, and I couldn't imagine a better time to figure out how to innovate your own career, whether you're a woman or a man.
Yeah, because we're at that point now where there's so much technology and so many things that make our work week easier. And those things apply when you're not actually physically at a workplace too, don't they?
Hey, Steve, we're talking on Skype. Skype didn't exist a decade ago, right? Or maybe it did. But still, the point being, things have changed so quickly and workforces right now are distributed. We're global. And so we are being training ourselves to know that you don't care if I'm working from my home office or that if I'm in my office, you know, in my work office or home office, you don't care because you know the work's going to get done. And it's that shift in mindset that really, I think, is creating opportunities for people to actually be productive on their time. One of the key messages, Steve, that I thought was so inspiring was that the women I interviewed were very ambitious. The vast majority of the women for Work Pause Thrive that I interviewed were deeply ambitious. In fact, 63% considered themselves very ambitious, and yet 72% paused their careers. And the vast majority told me they didn't want to. But what they told me was that they valued time over money, not to say they didn't want to be paid well, but they really wanted control of their time. And they valued meaning over marching up the ladder. Well, we hear the same thing with millennials. Millennials want control of their time and they want to be doing purpose-driven work. So smart employers are figuring out, we got to solve this, not just for women, but for men as well.
Do you find that it's the millennials that will end up changing this permanently in a good way?
No question. I love millennials for many different reasons, not the least of which is they are redefining how we work. They are all, and we see this again and again, they really deeply value their relationships and their family commitments. There was a really fascinating study out of Ernst & Young in 2015, and they surveyed 30,000 white-collar professional millennials. 72% of the fathers, 72% of the fathers reported that they had passed on a promotion, taken a pay cut, or changed a job to get better work-life balance so they could spend more time with their families. This isn't just a woman's issue. Now, my book, Work Pause Thrive, was written for women because I saw this and I realize now it really should have been written for anybody who wants to figure out how to integrate family and their career.
Yeah, and it's interesting that this is the last question, but you mentioned the man's role, the women's role, the work the employer's role, but it's really a societal thing, isn't it? What does society have to do to make all of this happen?
Oh, you know, you're asking a great question, Steve. It just breaks my heart. There are 185 countries that are part of the United Nations. Only two of them do not offer paid maternity leave. The United States, and Papua New Guinea. Now, no disrespect to Papua New Guinea, but the truth of the matter is that's a pretty sad environment for us to be in. The result of that situation is that 25% of American women take less than 2 weeks of maternity leave because they can't afford to take more. That's awful. So that's one issue that we've got dealing with. The other thing we know is that we're in an environment where we don't, and again, most of our peers offer, again, on a public policy level, not by employer, they're offering childcare support, they're offering paid sick leave, et cetera. We don't offer that on a public policy level, on a national level. So it's left up to the employers to deliver that to their employees. We think of the big corporations as offering these solutions, and they do, but many employees, many Americans don't work for these big companies. So that means that only 13% of Americans have access to paid maternity leave or paternity leave. That's just outrageous. That alone says to me we've got something going on.
Leeson, thank you for this book, and thank you for joining us here in the Opening Bell.
It's a pleasure, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Leeson Stromberg is the author of Work, Pause, Thrive, How to Pause for Parenthood Without Killing Your Career. She's also the COO of the 3% Movement. You can follow her on Twitter at Leeson Stromberg. It is 5:30, time to head over to the newsroom. Vic Vaughn is standing by there. He's got the news coming up. Good morning, Vic.
Hey, good morning, Steve. We could soon learn whether the U.S. will pull out of a nearly worldwide agreement to lower greenhouse gas emissions. Our report next.
This is the Opening Bell.
From ABC News Tech Trends, more online companies are taking steps to curb fake news. Google is rolling out some changes as it tries to do more to identify bogus stories on the web. Engadget's Dana Woolman.
In addition to downranking fake news, there'll be more obvious tools that users can use to flag what they think is fake news.
But Woolman says to prevent users from abusing these new reporting methods, Google will have humans evaluating each flagged item.
Someone could just flag something that they don't agree with, but there is this human search quality rating team behind the scenes that can evaluate all these flagged reports.
Google will also build new criteria into its search algorithms, allowing it to determine whether news sites are fresh or whether the site itself appears questionable or amateurish.
I think that also matches the criteria by which we humans judge the trustworthiness of a news source, whether or not we realize we're doing it.
With Tech Trends, I'm Mona Rivera, ABC News.
Are you tired of not seeing long-term results with trendy fad diets? Well, if you are, Seattle Sutton's is here to help. Since 1985, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating has been the best choice for healthy eating. And Chicago, your best choice just got even better. That's right. Seattle Sutton's now offers delivery directly to your door. Lose the hassle of planning, shopping, and cooking, and discover freshly prepared, delicious, healthy meals. And with new menu items, the choice has never been easier. Lose weight without sacrificing taste, freshness, or variety. With no contracts to sign, what could be easier? Why wait? Visit SeattleSutton.com, that's SeattleSutton.com, or call 800-442-DIET, that's 800-442-3438. It's your life, your health. Take control. Visit SeattleSutton.com.
This is Brian Wickert, owner of Low Overhead Acunet Mortgage. Most folks know it's a good idea to shred your sensitive personal financial documents, but no one in their right mind would ever take 20 crisp $100 bills and run those little portraits of Ben Franklin through the shredder. That would be crazy. But that's exactly what you're likely doing if you lazily and crazily just go with your bank, or worse yet, the guys with the rocket, for your next mortgage. I did another comparison on a $200,000 30-year fixed mortgage between Acunet and a certain large Canadian bank, and Acunet's closing costs were $2,500 less for the same rate. Don't shred your Benjamins by going with your bank. Find out how much you can save with a genuine no-closing-cost refi by clicking on the blue button at Acunet.com, or get started with our one-of-a-kind, rock-solid, guaranteed pre-approval to buy. You'll find our phone number and the blue button at ACCUNET.com.
Acunet Mortgage is an equal housing lender and Illinois residential mortgage licensee, NMLS ID 255368, 13000 West Silver Spring Drive, Low Overhead, Butler, Wisconsin, 53007.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN. And just ahead here on the Opening Bell, an update on NAFTA. Where does it stand? Is it going to be renegotiated? We'll talk about it. But first, the news sponsored by MidwestLaundries.com. Here's Vic Vaughn.
And thanks, Steve. Today, White House advisors discuss whether the U.S. should withdraw from the Paris Accord, a landmark international deal within the U.N. framework on climate change, struck under the Obama administration and signed by nearly 200 countries. It deals with the mitigation of greenhouse gases. Most big investors have urged the president to stick with the deal. Jesse Jackson Jr.'s name has surfaced in another court case, this one a criminal case in New York. The Sun-Times reports court documents suggest Jackson, while a congressman, accepted gifts and money from a Chinese billionaire in New York in exchange for introductions to other U.S. officials and business people. That billionaire is being indicted for bribing a United Nations official. Jackson is not charged in the case. And Governor Rauner honors this morning fallen firefighters at the 24th Annual Firefighter Memorial Service on the southwest corner of Statue Row at the state capitol in Springfield. Now WGN traffic and Mary Vandeville.
It could be a rough morning on the roadways with the light rain we have going on. We've seen quite a few accidents. One northbound in the tri-state at Archer, or north of Archer actually, has just been cleared. Also accidents on 8094 eastbound past 294 has been cleared as well. CTA Blue Line expects some minor delays due to earlier police activity. Otherwise, so far so good on the Edens, the inbound Kennedy. Eisenhower is okay. Inbound Stevenson is starting to build Cicero into about Kedzie. Inbound Ryan, just some minor delays from Roosevelt. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, pre-approved by Acunet Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeville, WGN Traffic Central.
That old car is worth money. Visit VictoryAutoWreckers.com for an instant quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car's in. Victory buys vehicles every day, including nights and weekends, and you'll get cash on the spot. Go to VictoryAutoWreckers.com for more information or save money by fixing up your car with used parts. Go to VictoryAutoWreckers.com to search their inventory. VictoryAutoWreckers.com.
VictoryAutoWreckers.com.
Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections? Symptoms may include facial pain, pressure above your eyes, below your eyes, sinus headaches. You might feel tired all the time. If this is you, you may also have heard of the Smart Sinus procedure, available only at Smart Sinus. It's a minimally invasive procedure done in the office to rid you of your chronic sinus infections. Imagine no more pressure, no more pain, no more chronic sinus infections. How? The Smart Sinus Procedure. The most frequently heard comment from patients who've had the Smart Sinus Procedure is they wish they had had it sooner. You don't have to live with the chronic sinus infections, the pressure, or the pain. Set an appointment with Smart Sinus and find out if the Smart Sinus Procedure is right for you. Call 847-213-9797. 847-213-9797. That's 847-213-9797. 9797.
Summer is here and Ravinia is ready to rock. Tickets on sale now only at Ravinia.org. Don't miss artists like Santana, Alanis Morissette, The Beach Boys, Sheryl Crow, Aretha Franklin, and so much more. Get your tickets today exclusively at Ravinia.org.
From the top of a mountain to the bottom of an ocean, or simply the darkest corner of your local convenience store. With total access checking from your Wintrust Community Bank, wherever you can find an ATM, it's free. Total Access offers free ATMs nationwide. So no matter where your journey takes you, to the farthest coast of the U.S. or right down the street, accessing your money free of charge won't be an issue. Find out more at Wintrust.com/TAC. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Biggest little benefit, number 11, a true partnership. At ADM, we believe being a partner means doing whatever it takes. Whether it's discussing your grain marketing plans over a cup of coffee or sitting down to review the latest market results and trends. With us, it's more than just a contract. It's about teamwork and doing what's right for your business. After all, when you succeed, we all benefit. Get the best of both worlds with ADM. Learn more at ADM.com/farmers today.
A quick look at the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk numbers. Asian equities closed mixed today, more than a percent in value gained in Hong Kong. Nearly flat trading in Shanghai, only modest gains. The Nikkei closed off slightly in Tokyo. European markets moving higher this morning. Oil futures nearly flat in pre-market trading at $46.57 a barrel. Gold futures lower at $1,224.80 an ounce. And major index futures in the U.S. pointing to a slightly higher opening on Wall Street, down Dow futures up 17 points. S&P and NASDAQ futures up a fraction of a point. Now WGN Sports and Dave Bennett.
Golden State and Cleveland remain on a collision course to meet in the NBA Finals, just as they did the last 2 years. Neither has lost a game in the playoffs yet. The Cavs are 8-0. So are the Warriors after sweeping away Utah last night, 121-95. The Cubs have put outfielder Jason Hayward on the 10-day disabled list, retroactive to Saturday, with what the team calls a sprained finger. Cubs also recalled pitcher Dylan Floro and traded outfielder Matt Caesar to the Padres for minor league pitcher Justin Hancock. Caesar had been designated for assignment Saturday. The Cubs and Rockies rained out last night in Denver, so a day-night doubleheader today with Jake Arrieta and John Lackey lined up to pitch. No look now, but the St. Louis Cardinals have moved into first place in the NL Central. Cardinals a half game in front of the Reds, one game up on the Cubs after a 9-4 win last night over Miami. The White Sox were off their home tonight for the third series of the season already with the Minnesota Twins. And in hockey, Washington has forced Pittsburgh to Game 7, the Capitals, with a 5-2 win last night. I'm Dave Bennett, WGN Sports.
And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, mostly cloudy and cooler this week with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Today could see a few lingering showers early. Those should clear out by mid-morning with a few passing sprinkles possible throughout the day. A high of 55 degrees. Right now, a light rain falling in 43 at O'Hare. Light rain, fog, and mist at Midway, 45 degrees there. In DeKalb, 39 along Chicago's lakefront, 43. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Vic Vaughn on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program for our Tuesday edition. We told you at the top of the program that the Associated Press has reported there may be a new role emerging for Jared Kushner, the son of President Trump, a senior advisor at the White House, possibly as a key conduit between the United States and Canada over the North American Free Trade Agreement. There was apparently a phone call either from here to there or vice versa that got Trump on the phone almost immediately to talk with his Canadian counterpart. We thought we'd bring in Patrick Gillespie, who's been writing about this at CNN Money, where he's a reporter. Patrick covers the economy, stocks, and emerging markets at CNN Money. Patrick, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you on. I don't know if you saw that report by the Associated Press, but we're hearing all kinds of different things about where NAFTA stands right now. What would be the headline here?
That President Trump is running out of time to create the NAFTA deal that he wants. He has to go through a very long sort of bureaucratic process. And the first thing that he needs to do and his administration needs to do is launch something called a 90-day consultation period. That's just a legal requirement. Canada and Mexico are already finished with their 90-day period. They're ready to come to the table. The United States has not done that because Trump's chief trade negotiator, his name is Robert Lighthizer, hasn't been confirmed yet. His confirmation is still held up in the Senate. So it's running out of time to really get a deal done because there are things happening in 2018 that will make it very difficult for Trump to renegotiate a new NAFTA.
The stakes are pretty high here. You've written about this, too. There are a lot of states that voted for Trump, a lot of different areas of the country, companies, economies that really rely on this NAFTA agreement, aren't there?
Exactly. Texas, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, even Vice President Pence's home state of Indiana. These are some of the top states in the country that export the most to Mexico and Canada, and therefore they have the most amount of manufacturing jobs that depend on trade with Mexico and Canada. Right now, if you make something in those states, it goes north or south of the border tax free. You take away NAFTA, and all of a sudden tariffs are going to go up. And tariffs go up more in Mexico and in Canada than they do in the United States because the U.S. is one of the most free trade friendly countries.
Illinois is number 5 on that list, right before Indiana. 14 million jobs on the line, according to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Do you think the folks, the leaders of those states, are in President Trump's ears telling him what to do on this?
Well, I do think that there's a growing concern. We've spoken to a lot of farmers in Iowa and some manufacturers, even in very Republican strong states like Georgia, who say please do not it's okay to update NAFTA, it's okay to sort of modernize NAFTA, as a lot of leaders like to say, but please don't tear it up, don't withdraw from it, because my business depends on it. I've spoken to guys who make denim in Georgia, and they ship their denim to Mexico, where it's cut and sewn into jeans and then shipped back into the United States, where it's sold at Gap and Abercrombie and other places. And so, you see how these, supply chains work between these countries. And right now that's a tax-free system. You tear up NAFTA and you get rid of a lot of business incentives.
Patrick, the president has often called NAFTA a one-sided deal, says the country's lost a lot of jobs and other stuff to those countries and to other countries. What are the facts here? Is he right? Is it bad for the country, this deal?
On one side, there are some studies that show that, for instance, jobs lost to Mexico. The Economic Policy Institute had a report a couple of years ago that said about 700,000 U.S. jobs have been lost to trade with Mexico. On the other hand, I think there's a lot of research and evidence that shows that trade has benefited the United States. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says that 14 million U.S. jobs depend on trade with Canada and Mexico. Just with Mexico alone, about 5 to 6 million U.S. jobs depend on trade with Mexico. These are manufacturing jobs, retail jobs, across a lot of industries. A congressional nonpartisan research report published in 2015 found that NAFTA didn't cause a exodus of jobs. It also didn't create a massive boon of jobs. It was sort of a, it had a modest economic impact. So the research out there, the data out there show that, it has had some impact. Certainly there are communities that have been severely affected by NAFTA. But on the whole, it has benefited the country, not only with jobs, but you have to remember, we all benefit from lower consumer prices because of free trade.
The other part of this, too, is these two countries are neighbors to the north and south, Canada and Mexico. People often think that they have nothing in their arsenal to fight us with. But if we want to provoke a trade war with those countries, both of them could hurt us, couldn't they? Canada has already been talking about some things that it might do if we imposed tariffs on their goods coming here.
Right. I mean, I think folks out there need to remember that trade is sort of like, baseball. If you want to trade for some team's all-star player, you probably have to give up a lot of your prospects or another one of your all-star players. And if you're going to provoke a trade war, with Canada or Mexico, they can reply and retaliate in some pretty particular ways. For instance, Canada is one of the world's biggest buyers of U.S. corn. I've spoken to some U.S. Corn farmers. They are very concerned that if the President Trump gets tough on Mexico, that Mexico will hit U.S. corn farmers with tariffs. Or I've spoken with Mexico's economic minister, and he said, if NAFTA negotiations don't go well, I could be put in a position to put tariffs on U.S. apple farmers, which are up in Washington State, and they compete against Mexican apple farmers. And same thing with, the U.S. recently hit Canada with a tariff on lumber, on Canadian wood, and of 20%. Well, you can expect Canada could respond in the near future. And there's other ways that they can respond. The U.S. needs Mexico on immigration. If Trump wants to get tough on trade with Mexico, well, Mexico could get tough on immigration with the U.S. So there's a lot of sort of backdoors of retaliation that could happen here.
The stakes are very high. Patrick Gillespie at CNN Money, thanks for being with us this morning on The Opening Bell.
Thank you so much.
All right. It is 5:48 now here on the Opening Bell. And time to check traffic again. Mary Vandeveld watching the roads on this rainy Tuesday. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning. Traffic sponsored by Presence Health. Looks like it could be a busy morning with the light rain we still have coming down. No delays on the Edens or Kennedy, though. Eisenhower is already slow from Mannheim, pushing into Harlem 34 from 53, 22 from Mannheim. Inbound Stevenson 34 from the Tri-State, busy from 1st. Inbound Ryan from 95th, a 20-minute trip. Slow, though, on the Bishop Ford, all the way in from about Sibley now, 57 from 115th. No tollway delays. Expect some minor delays on the CTA Blue Line due to earlier police activity. Presence Health is proud to sponsor the 20th anniversary Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Learn about scheduling your mammogram at presencehealth.org/easymammo, where cancer treatment becomes cancer care. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app pre-approved by AccuNet Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Mary's traffic is sponsored by ComEd.
Tennis great John McEnroe joins us at 10:05, so listen in.
In? Are you serious? It was out. It was definitely out.
Bill, calm down.
Sorry.
Mid-mornings with Bill and Wendy. This morning at 10 on 720 WGN.
You're late for work and still have to drop off the kids at school. You jump in your car, hit the garage door remote, and nothing happens. Now what?
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green tea.
Hi, it's Tonya Khoury for my family business, Green Tea Services. Right now, we have a garage door maintenance special. Our trained technicians come out and adjust the springs, check the cables, inspect the rollers, tighten hinges, and give your door and opener a complete lubrication. All for just $47.
Service to a
green tea.
This time of year, garage doors tend to fail. Don't get stuck in or out of your garage. Call for our $47 garage door maintenance special. Call Green Tea now for details. 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green tea.
800-5-GREEN-TEA.
800-5-GREEN-TEA or greenteaservices.com.
Featuring Timothy Edward Kane and directed by Devin DeMeo, the Pulitzer Prize-winning classic Harvey comes to Court Theater in Hyde Park, May 11th through June 11th. Get your tickets today at courttheater.org. Harvey is the story of Elwood P. Dowd, a pleasant man with a unique friend, Harvey, an invisible 6-foot-tall rabbit. Elwood's sister thinks he's crazy and decides to commit him to a sanitarium, but nothing goes according to plan. Don't miss the hilarity of Harvey at Court Theater. For tickets, visit courttheater.org.
This June, the U.S. Open Championship will be played in the state of Wisconsin for the first time ever at Erin Hills. Don't miss your opportunity to see the world's greatest players compete on the game's grandest stage in golf's ultimate test as they vie for the coveted U.S. Open trophy. Limited tickets available only while they last. Visit usopen.com today.
Grandview buys homes, and maybe it's time to sell mom or dad's home. Hello, I'm Tom Detlich with Grandview Homes, and we'll buy your family's home today, stress and hassle-free. Grandview understands the challenges of selling a parent's home, and Grandview provides the easiest, fastest, and least expensive way to sell their home. We buy homes in any condition, so you don't have to do any repairs, not even any cleanup. Just take the items you want and leave the stress and the mess to us. We work on your timetable. Close in as little as 7 days or as long as you need to take care of your affairs. With Grandview, you pay no realtor's fees, no commissions, and no closing costs. We'll even provide a portion of the sale price up front if you need funds quickly. Call Grandview now for a no-obligation cash offer within 24 hours. Grandview is locally owned and operated right here in Chicagoland. So call the name you can trust, Grandview Homes. Call us at 888-345-BUY-HOMES. That's 888-345-2894. Or visit us at GrandviewHomes.com.
You're listening to the Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program. It's 5:52 on the Dow. Futures looking positive this morning toward the Opening Bell at 7:30, 8:30 Chicago time. 26 points higher right now. NASDAQ and S&P futures are generally flat right now. Gold and silver trading lower. Let's get the latest on commodities and agriculture. And good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve, and good morning to all of you. Frankly, I don't remember a week when there was as little crop planted in the state of Illinois as there was last week. Planted corn acreage went up 2% at 65% planted. And in Iowa, they were able to plant 24% of the corn acres last week. So they're now 52% planted. And nationally, we find that 47% of the corn acres have been planted, and that's up from a week ago of 34%. Soybean planting, not much happening there either. 1% of the Illinois soybean crop was planted last week. And in Indiana, 3%, in Iowa, 7%. Nationally, 14% of the soybean acres planted. That's a gain of 4% from a week ago. Yesterday, though, the grain market at the Chicago Board of Trade saw wheat futures down about 2% to a one-week low. Corn and soybeans also declined on prospects for improving crop weather in the Midwest and the Plains. One trader said the weather is getting better. Then we turn to the livestock trade, where we've got the Goldman Roll underway at the moment. Cattle futures were mostly sharply higher Monday, rising as investors rolled positions forward and wholesale beef prices extended gains. And so that cattle market yesterday saw the August cattle up $1.80. So another interesting market week, and will the weather get better? Have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thanks, Orion. A couple of other stories we're watching for you this morning. Warren Buffett says that United Airlines bungled the case of the passenger dragged off the plane last month. He's also criticized the CEO's handling of that incident. Buffett also said airplanes may become like cattle cars, but that's because a significant number of passengers will put up with crowding in exchange for cheaper airfares. Also this morning, the popular tuna canning company Bumblebee Foods has agreed to pay a $25 million fine after pleading guilty to conspiring with competitors to fix prices. The U.S. Department of Justice said yesterday the San Diego-based company will plead guilty to one felony count of price fixing. That's the opening bell for today. We'll continue to follow your money throughout the morning right here on 720 WGN and in the Steve Cochran Show coming up next. And we'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning with another edition of the opening bell. I'm Steve Krasanich. Have a great day.
WGN News is on the air.
WGN Radio is the sound of Chicago.
Honoring our legends.
You are listening to station WGN.
The 2017 class of the WGN Walk of Fame. Listen for their stories this week.
Goods Furniture is an escape. A very leisurely, relaxing kind of day. You can browse furniture wherever you go in the 250,000 square foot store and have fun while doing it. Whether you're buying your first home, expanding your family, or just want something new, Goods has something for everyone. And the furniture at Goods is on sale every day, so you can always be sure you're getting the best value. No hype, no haggling, just honest-to-goodness value day in and day out. Goods Furniture in Kewaunee, Illinois.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest HP and Dell PCs at great prices every day. And when you buy a new printer or PC at Staples, you get 30 days free tech support. So with Staples' help, your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time.
Hey, I'm getting the best sleep these days because of my Zeke Smart Pillow. Zeke, spelled Z-E-E-Q, is an incredibly comfortable pillow, but comfort is just the beginning. Zeke plays music from my phone to help me fall asleep. It features 8 built-in discrete speakers that stream music, which only I can hear, and I set a timer to turn it off. 30% of adults are snorers. That's a huge issue for many couples. Well, the Zeke Smart Pillow features a snore alarm. It's amazing technology. It listens while I sleep. When I snore to a certain decibel, Zeke gently vibrates, changing my position. This stops my snoring without waking me up. And when it's time to get up, Zeke sends little vibrations to my head, gently waking me up. No more beeping alarm clocks. I'm telling you, Zeke is amazing. You will get free shipping and save $50. Just use promo code WGN. Go to remfit.com. That's remfit.com. Call 866-860-9626. 866-860-9626. Use that promo code WGN for free shipping and save $50.
It is time for the Steve Cochran Show down to the Allstate Showcase Studio. And good morning, guys.
And good morning.
Good morning, Steve. It's back. It's okay.
What's back?
A little rain this morning. A little cold temperatures.
It is cold. There's a chill in the air. Last time.
Little oh nippy.
God, eat something.
Don't you love when you say, I can feel it in my bones? Which you can. It's freezing.
That's because we're old. We feel it in our bones because we're getting old.
I think it is, Steve. But you know what, though? I wouldn't hurt to see the sun for three straight days. How about two?
Well, I think the rest of the week we're supposed to see it.
Yeah,
it's going to be 100 and sunny, poof, before we know it.
Yes, now we're talking. Right. And then we'll be going, oh, it's so hot.
It's so hot. I wish it would snow.
Although I'd rather be hot than cold. How about you guys?
I would rather be cold than hot.
I prefer the hot weather.
I'm cold. Me too. I'd rather be cold than hot.
You can always like put a jacket on or something like mm-hmm. that, but I'd rather
you can never take clothes off. Can you imagine if I just decided to take my shirt off?
Especially girls.
Right?
Okay, that's...
Right. You know, but that's a good point, Mayor. I have to say, I'm not a huge fan, unless you're Brad Pitt, of guys taking their shirts off and walking along the bike path.
No. Yeah. Some people, it's not a good
doesn't
look
so hot.
Okay.
You wouldn't want to see me naked, would you?
I look better in a sweater than I do in a tube top.
And it?
No, Steve, I forgot the question.
Deflection, 6 o'clock in the morning.